All right. Well, I know your season was cut short a year ago. Yeah. So a little extra motivation, I'm assuming, playing in the 2024 postseason, hit a ginormous shot, as they say, in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, definitely a lot. A lot of motivation. I mean, I worked for it all last year, and then it's just been build up ever since. I've been sitting out watching my teammates during that state run. But yeah, I mean, it's just been building up, and it feels great. We're one step closer to where we want to be, and I mean, we're looking great right now.
All right, I'm going to say to our listening audience, the final is 31-28, Rockets win. And I'm going to tell the people tonight, this was a beautiful exhibition of interscholastic athletics in terms of two teams that really could get after one another in the defensive end. Tell us about the personality of this game tonight.
It was great. I mean, I'd say both teams had great defenses throughout the whole game. They had 6'9 kid who can shoot it. That was our goal. Carson Clemmie, he's our man. He'll go out and do whatever you ask him every game. Held that kid to 4 points, and I mean, Coach Harris said if we held him, close out to shooters, and rebound, I mean, this will be the result, and look where it got us. Big shout out to Carson.
Yeah. And then, you know, I was talking to Carson Clemmie, and senior. Now, you're a junior, but you've played in a lot of high-leverage games, and each one is its kind of own identity. What was this thing like tonight, playing in this?
It was definitely different. I mean, I played in a year straight of postseason, and now this year, this one was definitely different. I mean, this gym is an awesome environment. We've had Sterling, we've been lucky with that, but this gym is an awesome environment. Fans came out and supported, good student sections on both sides. I mean, it was really fun.
All right, and then I was talking to the coaching staff, both coaching staffs, about the heat in this building tonight. And then Coach Henry told me, well, you should go to the Rock Ridge locker room and really feel how hot it was. What was that like playing tonight? Was that a factor, or when it's a high octane game like this, do you even notice that?
I mean, yeah, we broke a sweat before we even hit the court warm-up, but I mean, it's not a factor. Like, you just got to dig down in deep. I mean, at halftime, we went outside and did our talk, get some fresh air. It was so hot down there. But, I mean, we made it work, and we'll be right back in here Thursday or Friday night. I'm not sure when, but we'll be back.
Friday night. So 24-24.
Yep.
And who scored the next 4 points in this game for the Rockridge Rockets? So the biggest three of the season came right corner. What about, you know, having the confidence to take a shot in a game like this?
I mean, it's just my coaching staff, you know. They just pumped me to keep shooting. Last game, Mirko, I started off 0-for-4, I think, hit my next three. It was a big shot. And then this game, I started off 0-for-2, and it was just like every day in practice, keep shooting, keep shooting, keep shooting. We trust you. I mean, it's just all trust.
All right, final defensive set. Tell us a little bit about kind of the final 8 seconds of this game, where they're trying to go for the top.
Yeah, we knew they had no timeouts, so they couldn't really draw anything up. Number 21's our guy, so we kind of knew where the ball was going to go and just kind of switch or double-team him if he got it, and that's what we did, and tough contested shot, and it worked out for us.
All right, don't hurt your ankle on Friday and win.
Yes, sir.
All right, just compete. I mean, that's the competition. Interscholastic competition tonight was on display. Nice going.
Yep, thanks, Jim.